Welcome to the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. I'm Stephanie Boyd, your host. In case you didn't know, Bammer stands for Badass Mother Runner. This podcast will bring you stories from across Kentucky and beyond about badass women running and the people that support them. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Stephanie Boyd, the Bluegrass Bammer, here with episode 15 of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast titled No Judgment, Just Love. My guest this week is Rochelle Lindsay, someone I consider a friend who's also a part of the women's running group I'm in here in Louisville. And this episode really is pretty eye-opening for me because Rochelle has had quite a story that she tells more about in a book that she authored titled Overcomers Versus Survivors. Now, I will tell you, we don't get into a lot of detail about her earlier years in life in this podcast because honestly, it's really chronicled in her book. But I will tell you, if you have a chance to take a look at that, you should, because it will really help you understand the challenges that she's overcome in her life and really how they've helped to shape her into the person that she is today. Rochelle has come back from running after an injury. She balances family life with training really well, and she's just that person that wants to cheer other people on. She also is going to share with us a little bit about how watching her husband run the Boston Marathon inspired her to train for her first marathon, and subsequently she's training for her second marathon now. So you're going to hear a lot about just how she has been influenced by people in her life, typically, especially later in her life, but really across the spectrum, and how she could really make excuses. But instead, she just chooses to wake up every day, be positive, and be a positive influence and force for her family and her friends. And so I can't wait for you to hear this podcast and just become inspired to run with purpose. Hope you enjoy it. Here is the podcast. I'm here today with my guest live. We're at Rec Bar in J-Town here in Louisville. So if you all don't know about Rec Bar, you have to check it out. It's amazing. They have great food. They have lots of beer. And the best part about it is they have all of these video games and like pinball and old school games. So you have to come down here, bring a bag of quarters or whatever and play some whatever, you know, I don't know. There's all kinds of things in there, not just pinball. Old school like Pac-Man and all kinds of stuff. So, but anyway, that's not why we're here. I'm here today because I met for lunch with my guest today, Rochelle Lindsay. Yay. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And Rochelle has been nice enough to take time out of her busy schedule being a mom to come and sit down with me. We had lunch, and we really should have recorded the podcast while we were eating because we talked about a lot of fun things that we're going to talk about in this podcast. But I have to say, I'm really excited to have you on today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. And I think I told you before we recorded, but Alice and I were talking about people that should be on the podcast, and you were one of the people that we first named off when we were thinking about ladies in the area to interview for multiple reasons that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But I know you, but I feel like there may be people that are listening that don't know you. So why I'm going to let you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit. How do you identify as a person? What makes you Rochelle? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Okay. Of course, my name is Rochelle, and I am originally from a small town outside of Chicago called North Chicago, Illinois.
I did not know you're from Illinois, so yeah. I've already learned one thing about you. Yes. And I love Chicago, so.
Yeah, oh yes. We're like 20 minutes from Chicago. I grew up in Chicago area, North Chicago area, went to college in Oklahoma.
How did you get to Oklahoma from Chicago?
I get that question a lot.
True.
Like, how did you get there? My youth pastor went to a Christian college out there, Oral Roberts University,
yeah.
And he said it was a good school.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to get away from home.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of grew up in a very hard home, mm-hmm. So I was kind of like, yeah, you know, it was,
let's go far away.
Yeah, yes. So I, he talked me into going out there. I went and visited, and I loved it. And that's how I ended up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was a struggle kind of getting there. Like, we went on a Greyhound bus just to get there because my parents' car broke down.
Oh my gosh.
The day before we were supposed to leave to go.
Nice. So,
yeah, but I was, it really kind of introduced me to running and everything. So it was a blessing. And that's how I got to Oklahoma. And one of my best friends, her brother, who is now my husband, I met him during his spring break when he had came to visit. I was a teacher then, and he was still in college. And we did long distance, and he lived here in Louisville, Kentucky. So okay. That's how I got.
Okay, became. So you followed your husband here.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So now I guess, I don't even know what we would call me, a Louisvillian?
Louisville, you are now, yeah.
Like
you've
that.
Been here long enough now.
Yeah, I moved here in 2006. Mm-hmm. Got a job teaching. I was a teacher in Oklahoma, and I got a job teaching here, and we got married like a year later and have three kids, and I taught total, I think, 13 years, and my last baby was a bonus baby, so I've been home, at home mom. I'm an author. I wrote a book. I'm working on my second book right now, and yeah, that's
That's it. That's, don't just say that's it, because that's a lot.
Yes, so that's...
And your children are so beautiful and
oh,
so cute.
And yeah, they keep me busy.
They're so sweet. I got to meet all three of them. I've seen pictures of them, but I never met all three of them. Yeah. And I met them at the YMCA, and they're just the most darling like,
oh,
little
yeah.
things ever.
They are full of energy, adventure every day.
Yes.
Yeah, they are really sweet, but they keep mama.
They keep you busy.
Oh. 24/7.
Yep.
Yes.
So you wrote a book, which I want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything that we talk about today, I can put in the show notes.
Sure.
So later, if we want to put details about
sure.
any of this, we
sure.
can. But you mentioned that when you went to Oral Roberts, that
mm-hmm.
you were introduced to running. So is that how you? When did you
yes.
start running, or when were you first introduced
in
to
college,
running?
In college, I had a roommate. I stayed for summer school 1 year.
Okay.
Well, we had this class. You had to take PE classes. It was
really
required.
Nice.
Like it was required that you know how
we
to
should
swim.
Do that more in college.
Okay. It was required that you know how to swim, and it was required that you take, and it don't matter what PE class. It could have been weightlifting, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But they would have this fun run, a 5K every year, and if you took the 5K, you didn't have to do the final.
Oh, so that was like you were
yes.
clepping out of your PE.
Yes,
credit,
so I didn't
basically.
Have to do the final.
Okay.
So I did a
you
5K.
You really did not like test taking. You were like, I'm going to run a 5K.
I hate it, and I still hate test taking. So I did do this 5K, and it just opened. I'm like, wow. And I ran the whole time. It was
ran
my
the
first
thing?
Time running.
You didn't train for it?
I didn't train.
Oh,
I
my.
Just went out. We got a t-shirt, and you paid 20. I think we had to pay like $20.
Sure.
And I didn't have to take the test for the PE class.
And you got a t-shirt.
It. Yes. So I stayed for summer school one summer, and my roommate, she was like, it was like, and it gets very hot in Tulsa.
Yeah.
It was like 98
oh, I'm sure.
degrees at 11 a.m.
in summer.
Yes. And she said, you want to go running with me? And I said, sure. And we just ran, you know, in the heat. And, you know, now I couldn't do it. I don't know what I was thinking then.
Right.
But,
you were much younger.
Right.
We're so much capable of so
oh,
much
yeah.
more when we're young.
Oh, yeah. So we ran, and I just started running, like, in the evenings after my classes. And I was in a relationship with a guy, and it just was not really good. So I would just run off the stress
mm-hmm.
of, you know, dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ran, you know. And after I got out of college, my girlfriend and I, one of my best friends, we would, when we were in grad school, we would get up early in the morning. Now that I think about it, I used to get up early. We would get up early, and her husband was like, he still lived on campus because
yeah.
he was the head resident advisor, head RA or something like
right.
that. So I would come over to the campus, and her and I would just go running before we got ready to go to our classes.
So no, so, like, training plan or anything. You
no,
were just out,
we were
whatever
just
felt
running.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
We just ran. I mean, we would run just 3 miles, 4 miles, and then sometimes after work at my job, the school I taught at, they had an indoor track.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes after work when it was raining, I would run in the indoor track, or after school, I would go back to the campus and run just run the track, or I would go to a certain parks and run around the park, and I just ran.
You just loved it.
Yeah, it wasn't a... I didn't really even know about races. I knew the races I did in college, but when I met Brian, that's when I started actually getting into different races and run. I didn't know about a plan. I didn't know what a marathon was. I didn't know what a half marathon. I was just running. So
can you guess, thinking back, like how when you would go for a run back then, like how far would you go? Do you even remember? Think about it.
I would be out there.
Because now you probably we have smart watches and smartphones, and we know how far we're going.
Right. I had a Walkman.
Yeah.
The CD in my
Walkman.
Exactly. I would. Sorry about that. I would like. I would be out there from like 6 to 9 o'clock. But I would run for like an hour and then I would walk.
Gotcha.
Or I would run an hour and a half. But I don't know what my time was.
Sure.
I had no
watch, pace idea.
Nothing. I was just...
A lot of us didn't back then, though.
Yeah. I didn't know. I knew nothing until I met my husband. And that's when he started telling me about, you need to get a watch. You need to... You know, and then I got on Runkeeper. You know, and I was on that for years. Probably, I don't know. Years.
You're one of
years.
The OG Runkeeper?
Yes. I'm one of the originals when they started it. I was there. Yes. So,
well, so for people that don't know, your husband is an avid runner also.
Yes.
And we were talking about that a little bit earlier. So at some point you decided it was a good idea. So I'm fast forwarding a little bit.
Sure.
You thought it was a good idea to run a marathon.
Yes.
But you didn't really You told me you didn't really prepare for it the way you would now.
No.
So tell us a little bit about what were the things that you did right and not so right with your first marathon training?
Well, my first child, after I had my daughter, because I had gained a bunch of weight, and I had her, and I did the Susan G. Komen.
Yeah.
And I had stopped running when I got pregnant with her, and then after, you know, a few months. But I was like, I'm just going to sign up for this race, Susan G. Komen, and I did that race, and that opened the door for me to do the Triple Crown, I believe it was. Yeah, the Triple Crown, and then I did my first half marathon. So that kind of...
So KDF was your first?
Yes, KDF was my first half marathon, and I did a training plan, but I don't remember, and then each year I did, you know, I was doing the races, and then I got pregnant with my second son, and I stopped again. And I stopped running because I went back to work. And
you had two little kids and everything, life.
Yes. And he was 8 months old when I found out I was pregnant with my third child.
The surprise.
Yes, my bonus baby. So I, fast forward, I had my bonus. I had Bryson. And I decided to join Fleet Feet's running group. Join Fleet Feet's running group, and that kind of got, you know, and Brian was getting ready to do his first Boston Marathon. So we went out there, and just being there, I was like, oh, I think I could do
so
this.
So motivating.
Yes.
Yeah. It inspires you to do things you wouldn't think that you could do.
So I just, you know, seeing all those runs, and it was a year after he went, the year after they had that the bombings. So it was very, very inspiring. So I had got an email from Fleet Feet, and they needed someone to pass out race flyers for the Monumental Marathon, half marathon, and Brian said, oh, wouldn't that be, you should do it, and I said, okay, so I
did.
I passed out the flyers, and I got a free entry into the marathon, and it wasn't even a big deal, it was just like, I was just excited, and I didn't have a training,
you didn't realize what a big deal it was, right?
Yeah. I just was so excited that I want to do a marathon, and my baby is not even 1 year old, so I was very excited about that. It was like some type of accomplishment, like, you know, I'm doing this, but I didn't have a training plan. I would just go out. I don't even know how I made the training, because it was during the summer, and my husband actually got me a watch, a Garmin. It was an old Garmin, and the first day I got it, I lost it. And
you just can't have anything nice.
I had, oh gosh, yeah, I just lost his headlamp.
Does he know? Should we cut this out? I finally told him last night. Okay, so we're in the clear. I didn't want him to find out if he listened to this.
Oh, and I broke his shocks. So anyway, but I would just go out, and I had Run Keeper, so I just tracked my miles through, and I was just doing random. I would calculate in my head what I need to do for the week, and I would build up, like, okay, this weekend I need to do 13, 14, 15, every weekend, and I had no plan. I would just do that. So I was not stretching, no stretching, nothing. Like after
no
the
warm
ones,
up, no cool down.
Oh no. And my husband, I keep mentioning him because he's very knowledgeable with running.
Sure.
But he would tell me, you need to do a warm up, you need to do a cool down, and I'm like, okay, I'm tired. Okay,
that's
a cool
extra.
Down.
That's
I said,
extra.
A cool down. Are you nuts? You know, I'm like, you know, so I really wasn't listening to him, and he was like, you need to do some stretching and this and that, and I didn't. But I was able to, when marathon time came, I was able to run it. It was hard the last 6 miles. Mm-hmm. That was the, once I got to mile 20, I was ready to quit. But I endured the last six, and I finished in 5 hours and 29 minutes. So,
and Brian was waiting, or Brian came back.
He
ran
and
came with you.
The last 6 miles, I
How
believe.
Did you feel when you crossed the finish line?
I felt so happy I did it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe I did it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just, it was like, wow, I can't believe I just did this.
Yeah.
And it was felt great, and it just was wow, you know. But I look back, and it felt like, now it was like, it seemed so much easier doing it, but I don't know how my body even withstood that, because I didn't even stretch after that. I didn't.
And you were very postpartum. You were still very postpartum.
Yes. Oh, gosh. I was still nursing my son. Yeah. I was still breastfeeding him.
So your body was being taxed outside of running.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. And I maybe had a little bit of baby blues still going
on.
So, you know, it was just, I felt great. I didn't feel, you know, how a lot of people felt after. But I think 2 years later, it just all kind of came, you know, everything hit. And when I couldn't even run, you know, I was limping.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't go up and down the stairs. Mm-hmm. I had went for a run, and it was like a 3 mile, or, you know, just 3 miles, and it was
just a normal
run. And I came home, and after I finished I could barely walk, you know. So I said, well, maybe I need to do a few little stretches. I don't even know what the stretches I were doing. It was like 3 minutes, and then it went kind of downhill from there. And you all had asked me, Allison sent me an email and asked, did I want to be over the, what is it, Alpha Runs.
Uh-huh.
And I had met with Carmen and a few other ladies, I forgot their names, and I was thinking, oh my God, I need to decline, because I knew, I mean, I was in pain, my knee was hurting.
Yeah, and so we didn't know all this was going on. So moms around this town was looking for people that were inspirational and were leaders and could help step up and do some of this stuff, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
You were hiding it.
Oh yes.
Well,
I was hiding it till I couldn't hide it anymore. Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
I joined with the Alpha Runs, and we had went, I think it was March, or yeah, so this is when it was over for me for a while, for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to the Parklands, and I did 6 miles with Alpha Run, and I kind of went off on my own, and I felt good, but the next morning, my knee was swollen up, and I could barely walk. I couldn't go up the stairs, couldn't go down the stairs. Mm-hmm. I dealt with a knee injury in college, and I bounced back after like a month.
Sure.
So I said, oh, this will be fine, but I didn't. It got worse, progressively worse, and I wanted to do the 10-miler, and that was a mistake.
So just to be clear, you weren't staying off of the knee.
No.
You were still continuing
to
run. And
well, I couldn't run. I just would walk.
Walk it.
And I said, okay, I'm not going to do anything, because I knew the 10-miler was coming up, so I was going to try to run that.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even hardly get up the hills.
Right.
I think I came in with the last, you know, the people that were the last runners, walkers.
Sure.
I finished with them, but I finished.
Right.
And after that, I had to say, okay.
You waved the flag.
Yes. And I just was done after that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't, you know, I was limping, basically. And I couldn't really bend down and pick up my youngest. And, you know, it was hard. And we have stairs in our house, so going up and down the stairs. So
yeah,
had to take a break and get myself together physically. Mm-hmm. But I did start listening to my husband about, and I, you know, everybody.
Thank you, Brian. Like,
right. Everybody seems to listen to him.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, he is a coach. You know, he's a coach. He has a little experience. Yes. So.
Yes. And he.
Sure, he wanted to help you.
He was very, and I had to tell him, I said, I just didn't like how you talk to me. You know, you talk, you know, and I can be sensitive, you know, with him. But he, you know, he started giving me tips and, you know, what to do. And I went to a trail race. It was my first trail race. I went with him, but I walked it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to run it.
Right.
And it was in E-Town, and he's Ron Rivera, I believe, some guy, Ron Rivera, one of his running.
Will.
I said, Will. Ron. Who is Ron Rivera?
Isn't I don't know.
Coach? Oh, that's a football coach. Oh,
okay. No, Will is out of E-Town.
Yeah,
so that's
Will,
how I knew.
Yes. The Running Souls.
Running Souls. They all Running Souls. Yeah.
Yes. So he.
He and his wife are big runners.
Yes. And as his son as well.
Yes.
So we went out there for that. So they had court physical therapy out there. And I hadn't been to the doctor for my knee because I wasn't going. Because I was like, you know what? This is just a hiccup.
Temporary.
Mm-hmm. This is, you know, while I'm limping. Mm-hmm. It's a hiccup, you know, and I'm trying to stay positive and whatever. So I had the lady look at my knee. I was just like, yeah, I've been having it, et cetera. And she said, I think it's your IT band. Uh-huh. And then I had went after she talked, you know. So I said, well, let me put it out here in the group and ask. So I sent a message to in the MRTT group and everything, and everyone said
None of us know about IT band issues.
Well, because this lady, you know, she gave me some tips and what to do and some, you know, things.
It is pretty common, actually.
I didn't realize. I didn't even know. I'm like, what is this? A what?
Thank goodness, right?
Like, right. Yes.
That it is a common.
Yes.
It is, well, I mean, not thank goodness, but, it, you know, it was something that you could actually treat.
Yes. And I didn't know. I thought, I was like, what is that? Mm-hmm. You know, but the symptoms were exactly what she said and what you all said and the message that I sent. And someone sent me some things on some stretches that I could do.
Yep.
And I started doing the stretching, and I just followed what I was supposed to do. And probably that was in July. And then October, I said, okay, I'm going to just run through my neighborhood and 3 miles and see. Because I have been walking. I started back walking. So I was like, I want to see.
Test it out.
Yes. And it was a cold day. Mm-hmm. I remember the day. And I went out and I was able to complete the run. I mean, I didn't stop at all. It was a long, I mean, it was about 48 minutes.
Still, though.
But.
After not running for how many months, you know?
Yes. It was awesome. And ever since then, that was October of 2018. And I've been going out, you know, I guess, I've been at it ever since.
Yeah. You have, so consistently.
Yes. That kind of.
And then when you said you were training for another marathon, I was like, okay, she feels better now.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think when did I decide? Probably like, you know, I wanted to see how my knee and everything. So probably in about like February, March, I said, okay, I think I can do it. Because I wanted to do a marathon the year I turned 40. I turned 40 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I said that was one of my goals, to run another marathon.
Yep.
You know, so.
40 is a big year, I think.
Gosh.
I don't know what it is about women, or maybe it's just us in our running group, but 40 was when I decided I wanted to do a triathlon, and I didn't even know how to swim.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess you just think, like, why not? I've
done
all these other. I've had kids.
Right,
like, what else?
What else?
How can I top?
Yes.
Nothing else is really that big, right?
Yeah, right?
So
yes, yes.
So you decided you wanted to train for another marathon.
Yes.
What are you doing differently now? Because you're in week 9 of your training
Hansen's,
cycle.
Training plan.
I can tell, not only are you being really consistent and doing what you're supposed to do, but I feel like you're getting faster.
Yes, I do. And I
not that that's good or bad, but just I've noticed the trend on that.
Well, I struggled with that because I, when I was running this was probably about, my daughter's nine, so about 8 years ago, I was like at an 8 minute
right
pace, right, you know, 8-9 minute mile pace. Mm-hmm. And to go from that to, you know, it's very humbling.
Sure.
And very, but to be at, you know, I started, when I first started back in October, I was like 14 minute. Mm-hmm. You know, and it took a while to even get to 13, so right now I'm in a 12. Mm-hmm. 11s, and I'm so very happy, right? About that. We've, I'm so about grateful that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm so,
you could
grateful
not be running at all, right?
Yes, I could still be, I mean, it could be worse, it right could, you know. So what I've been doing now is I along with the plan, mm-hmm, I'm sticking to the plan. Mm-hmm. Is I do some strength training, try to do that at least twice a week with my husband.
Yeah.
And we go to the YMCA, and he has a actual, he does a different plan each year, mm-hmm, a different strength planning, strengthening plan every year. Mm-hmm. So I'll do the plan with him, and I do a lot of stretching.
Yeah.
And I'll throw some yoga in it, and I can tell a difference.
Yeah.
Like after my runs, I just don't pop up, and you know, I'll stay and stretch a little, and then when I get home, at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because
it's so important.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
not only as you get older, but yeah, like our bodies change after we have babies.
Yes.
Our hormones change.
Yes.
Our ligaments change. Like,
oh, yes,
so many things, mm-hmm, about our bodies, and we have to adjust to that, and we have to be really patient. I think that's,
yes,
that's a problem with runners, yes, is we're not very, yes, patient either.
Yes. So, well, being out, it taught me a lot of patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
It taught me to,
forced,
be grateful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, to be grateful for everyone. And like I said, some are hard, you know, the struggle bus, as everyone is saying. We've been on that struggle bus
all summer. Yep.
But with that, you know, I'm like, okay, perspective. Yes, hot. And, you know, I didn't finish. I didn't do, you know, today I wanted to do 6. I only did 5. But I'm like, okay, I'm grateful I got that 5 in.
Right.
You know, and just, I'm just so grateful because being out 9 months, and I'm sure it's people that have been out way longer,
sure,
and
sure,
had to have surgery and
right
things like that.
Right.
It makes you more grateful and more thankful. And, you know, for me, it made me do what I have to do, you mm-hmm know, to stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, running is therapy for me.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it just, it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I really do feel better.
So do you think with this experience, now you're going into this, your next marathon, you have different goals than you did,
yes,
the first marathon?
Yeah, the first marathon was just to finish.
We all say that, I think.
I just wanted to finish.
Yeah.
I just wanted to finish. And I was so excited because, like I said, I had just had a child the previous year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always thought I could never do that. Like,
right,
it was not even, you know, but something just, being at the Boston Marathon, and you know, you've seen all types of people, you've seen survivors, and just, mm-hmm, it, you know, I'm like, I can do it. You know, I may not be out here, you know, fast as, you know, a lot of people,
right,
but I can do this.
Yeah, that's not the,
yes,
point though.
Right,
yeah,
right.
In the end,
yes,
in the grand scheme of things.
Yes. And this second time around, I would love for my time to decrease, so
mm-hmm
I've been working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Just of course, finishing and everything,
sure,
but I guess for me, like I said, decreasing time and finishing.
Okay.
Yes.
I know you can do it. I have to say, I think your experience and then coming back and being so positive with everybody in our group really, it's such a breath of fresh air some days, because it's,
yeah,
so it's so much easier to complain.
Oh, God.
It's so,
yeah,
much easier, mm-hmm, to say it's just so hot, or I find,
yes,
myself falling into that, especially in the summer. I'm such a wuss when it comes to hot running. I never even sign up for, like, summer races because,
oh,
it's,
yes,
just miserable.
Yes.
And
right,
we fall into that trap, and you're always a great reminder to me to just kind of flip that a little bit and say,
yes,
you know, the opposite thing is I could not be running at all.
Yes.
You know, we have,
yes,
friends that are injured, or we have,
yes,
friends that can't run.
Oh,
or,
yes, yes.
You know, we have people that are not in our lives anymore. I mean,
right,
you know, and you, I would think the inspiration you get from Boston, I mean, there were people that died,
oh, yes,
in that bombing. That,
yes,
you
right
know, and so what is your excuse, really? I mean, what is anybody's excuse
right
to not,
yes,
do it at this point?
Yes.
So,
yes.
I'm really excited for you, but I just really always appreciate the way that you are so positive in the group, and
right
people really look to that, I think.
Yeah.
Or they don't look for it, but when they see it, they're like,
yes,
oh,
yeah,
you
well
know, she's got a point. She's got a good point, you know.
Well,
it's a good reminder.
Is, a lifesaver, you know. And I joined the group when I think Miriam and
Jeanette
were over the group. Yep. And I went to one event and we made metal racks.
I was there. Was that at Miriam's house?
Yes. Yep. Oh, I was there. Yep. That is so funny.
That was one of my first events, too.
I still have my metal rack. I never hung it up, but I still have it. And they, it was the guy that used to be at Fleet Feet. And my husband was like, I just said, you know, he was like, you need to run with other people. And it still took some years to even get to that point.
Yep. But
anyway, he told her, hey, my wife wants to join a group. She went on a group page at Rochelle. And that group, I mean, so encouraging. Mm-hmm. Like, I would just post my runs in there. And, I mean, people were, way to go, good job.
Yep.
You know, and that really goes a long way, especially when you are struggling. And, you know, so I want to be that person to someone, because you don't know what somebody's journey is. When we're out there running, you know, you don't know what that person you ran by, what they're going through.
That's right.
You know, people may look healthy, but you don't know. That woman could have been just diagnosed with something. Or,
right.
So I love to encourage. That's one of the gifts that I have, is I really do love to encourage people, because, you know, I know what it's like not to have it.
Right.
You know, and I think the group has been that for me. Mm-hmm. Like, on the days I've just been feeling like crap.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
And I have that outlet with women that, you know, that can relate to what I'm going through.
Right.
That know what I've been through. And, you know, I feel like I'm not judged. You know, I feel loved.
Right.
You know, like, this group is really amazing. And it helped me even with the marathon. And like I said, I wasn't really posting all the time. But
right.
When I post about the marathon, it was just so encouraging, and, you know, it really helps. It, you know, it helps a lot, especially when you're going through an injury or even personal things.
It's like spaghetti. It all kinds of,
yes.
You can't separate it out. It's all in there together.
Yes.
It all mixes up together.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
I want to go back to a point that you made earlier about your first marathon, and you were like about 9 months postpartum, and all these, I mean, being a mom is a huge responsibility.
Yes.
I mean, just being a human being is, you have a lot of responsibility. But when you have other little people you have to take care of.
Yes.
And what I have found, and we were talking with some other women in the group, was that running, for a lot of women after they have children, is that one thing no one else has control over but you, and it's only for you.
Yes.
So, like, to set that goal, I'm going to run a marathon across the finish line.
Yes.
You did that, and you did it for yourself.
Yes.
I mean, and yes, your husband was supportive, and people were supportive, but only you carried yourself through that 26 miles.
Yes.
And it was for you. Like, and of course you want to be a great example for your kids, and you want to be a great role model.
Right.
And so I guess indirectly you are doing something that's positive that your kids see, but this is for you.
It is.
And so I think a lot of us find that in running.
Yes.
Because you lose your identity sometimes as a mom, like your individualness.
Oh, yes. And that's what I do love about running, because it's my thing. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, I love my husband, my children.
Right,
and,
sure.
You know, Devin, BJ, and Bryson's mom. I'm Brian's wife.
That's right.
So, but in SRTT, I'm Rochelle, a runner, you know. And that's what I love about the group, is I'm seen as a runner. Mm-hmm. I'm not seen as Brian's wife, because that's how a lot of people identify me.
Yep.
So I do love the fact that running really is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, you know, I don't have all these other hats that are associated with, you know.
Yep.
The other stuff in life, you know, that this is something that I accomplish, and, you know,
I think
that
some women just struggle with that a lot after they have kids, and some people don't ever find that themselves again. They're always a mom, and then when their kids, like, leave the house or go away to college or whatever, all of a sudden they're like, what do I do now? Who am I? And so you have to rediscover. But, you know, that's what we tell our kids now. You know, when you all graduate and you leave you don't have to go to college. College mm-hmm. isn't for everybody or whatever. But when you leave here, because when you're 18, you're an adult, you have to go.
Right.
But when you leave here, yes. Dad and I, we are selling the house and we're getting an RV and we're right. going to travel around and race and right. run and
that
do what
exactly
we want to do.
What Brian said.
And yes, yeah, but yes, I mean, yes. that's because I do identify with that. I can't imagine if I just lived for my kids every day
oh, yes.
and didn't give myself something.
Right. Yes.
And then they left, I would be so broken.
Yes.
So yeah. brokenhearted.
Yes.
That's running will save me again at some point. Oh, running yes. has saved me a couple times, I think, from being depressed or,
oh,
you know,
oh,
feeling like I didn't have a purpose
oh, yes.
in life. And so you do wonder. I mean, everybody has their own, like, spiritual
oh, yes.
background or whatever. But
right.
I think running was brought to me for a reason more than once.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
it'll probably save me when my kids leave.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And you,
I hope it does.
You can, I mean, you can be out on a run and just come up with an idea, you know.
Yes.
Come
it's
up
like
with
in the shower.
Ideas.
Your best ideas come in the shower
yes.
or sometimes on a long run.
Oh, yes. Yes. You come up with many things. Yes. So, yes.
Well, I, again, I always appreciate the positivity and the encouragement that you bring to the group. But I do want to ask you, I have my notes here because I was thinking about what I was going to talk to you about. So we talked about how you got into running and what you're currently training for, but I think it's helpful because people know now, so mm-hmm. if they're listening to this, that you do have three kids.
Yes.
How do you balance your training
oh
with
gosh.
All your responsibilities
oh,
as
wow.
a wife and a mom? Because we just went back to school.
Yes. Yes.
So there's a new component of that, of your schedule now. And so
yes.
Do you have any like tips or tricks for moms that are trying to figure out how to balance it
yeah.
all? Like, what do you do? Or
like I said, my husband is training as well, so that is another component.
Mm-hmm.
I get up early, and, you know, sometimes that can be difficult, but I'm like, it has to be done.
Yeah.
Because I'm not an evening runner, and I've had to do that a few times, and I can tell a difference
yes.
between me running in the morning and in the evening.
Sure.
And, right now, one of my youngest is in preschool, so today was my first day where I was able to get a run in during the day. You know, it's better than nothing.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not early
you have
morning.
An option.
Yes. So I just try to basically whatever is best that you can do and do the best that you can do. I think Allison was telling me we were running with Sabine's Early Bird group, and
yeah.
she said, you know, we were talking about the track workout and the speed workout, and
mm-hmm.
she said, you know, you just go as fast as you can go, you know.
Right.
So I kind of kept that in mind with training as well, like, you know, okay, I'm just going to do the best I can do. So I got to get up early. Some days I don't want to, especially
right.
with school starting and trying to get the kids ready for school and everything. So I do a lot of early,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
early runs,
mm-hmm.
which helps. And then sometimes I have to do the evening.
Right.
So it's just...
And it sounds like give yourself some grace a little.
Oh, yes. I have had, and one thing I've had to force myself to do is rest.
Yeah.
Because it starts
to. You're tempted
to,
like,
oh, yeah.
make up time.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, do
yes.
you try to bank time? Like,
oh, yeah.
I missed my run on Tuesday.
And
because
I'll add two
somebody
extra
was
miles.
Sick, so I'll add on.
Yes.
Or I'll
yes.
skip my rest day and
yes.
get it back then.
Oh, yes.
That's bad.
I've done that.
That's bad.
I
don't recommend
with
that.
With the training, and I can tell it's no use.
It doesn't help.
It does not help at all. So what I do is give myself some grace. So
mm-hmm.
if I missed my whatever mile, I'm just making up. I was supposed to do 6 miles whenever yesterday. And if I didn't do it,
right.
okay, it's okay.
It's over.
You,
it's done.
You know, you'll get it. Whatever.
Move on.
You know, and that's been helping me
mm-hmm.
not be so hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if, and I think that's helped my training, even though the training is challenging,
yeah.
that's been helping me and doing what's best for me, and, you know, also not comparing my journey with other women's
oh,
journey.
Oh, gosh, what a great
people.
Point.
Because
that's
I think
hard.
That is very difficult. And then you find yourself, I think sometimes that could be a setback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oh, look at her. Because I, you know, I look at the women in our group like, oh my gosh, she is da da da. You know, look at that page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but you are out here, girl. And I tell myself, you're
yep.
out here running.
Yep.
You know, you're out here. So that, you may not be at that pace. You may not have gotten up at whatever.
Right.
You may not look like that, but you're doing it, you know.
Yep.
So I do keep that in mind, not only with the training, but just with it. And I thank you for that, you know, just... It's a blessing, basically. Mm-hmm. You know,
absolutely. And, I think I said that to you. I mean, yes. That's what I have to think about sometimes when I don't want to run or if I've had a bad run. I don't. Comparison isn't something I fall into as much as my own pressure on myself.
Yes.
I'm really hard on myself.
Yes.
And I tend to be like, if it's written down, I have to do it.
Right.
And I've learned to be flexible with that. But then I think about there are just people out there that can't do this.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And
people would love to be able to do what we do, you know, and even with people that may, I think y'all called it pacism. You know, for me, like I said, I came from running like 8-minute miles, but this was years ago till now, you know, where I'm at now, but I'm like, I'm just so grateful, you know, and then you looking at other people, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to cheer sister
on.
I'm girl, you are amazing.
Yep.
You're doing a great job, you know, and I'm like, and versus the other one that may be walking.
Right.
Hey, you are out
you're
here
doing it,
you know, because it's people that I know personally that would love to be doing what we are doing.
Yeah.
So
I think you're right about the pacism. I think that's part of that whole comparison thing too. But I think our group is really good about instead of comparing, cheering people on.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter what your pace is in the group.
Oh gosh.
Everybody just wants everybody to do well. Whatever your goal is, let's help you meet that goal.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
And that kept me from coming to a lot of runs and group runs. And I wouldn't
the
go
pacism
because
stuff
I'm like,
comparison.
Oh, they're all faster and you know, but you get out there and you find somebody that's your pace.
Yep.
And, you know, it's the best thing ever.
Yep.
And, you know, you just happy to be out. To me, it's just, I'm happy to be out there. And, you know.
That is the best part of my week when I get to run with people in the running group.
Yes.
It makes my week just like amazing.
It does. It does. Yep. And you have great conversations and just.
The things we talk about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Everything. The things that come up in those runs.
Oh, yes.
But it's such good therapy.
It really it is amazing.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Truly amazing.
So I want to ask you before we wrap up, I ask all my guests this, but you know, this podcast is about BAMRs and we all know what BAMR stands for. So tell me, when you think if somebody says, oh, she's a BAMR, I think she's a BAMR, what does that mean to you? What does that person look like to you?
It looks, I have this quote I love and, and I have it actually on my bracelet is, she believed she could, so she did. And that is what a BAMR is to me.
Yeah.
That, you know, she did it, you know, I mean, through obstacles, setbacks, whatever, you know, she did it.
Mm-hmm.
She is out here
mm-hmm.
or, you know, even he. You know, you did it no matter what.
Right.
You know, just doing it. And I think that, to me, you know, you didn't let obstacles, you know, through injuries or whatever, you didn't let that stop you, you know, and that I use it for myself, like, you know, hey, we doing this.
Yeah.
You doing it, girl. So
I love your bracelet.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Well, I agree with you, and you obviously, just from that definition alone, I think embody what a BAMR is, and I'm so excited that you came to tell us about your story, and
I'm so glad
so
I was
open
able to tell it,
and you know, hopefully Brian will listen to this and understand he's been very helpful, because I would think it would be hard to have, my husband is a, you know, he's a runner, and he's also a personal trainer and a dietitian, so I do ask for him. For advice from him, but sometimes it's hard because they always have a client or someone their best interest in mind, but you're their wife, like they have to take care of you in a lot of different ways, emotionally, mentally, so I'm sure it's hard sometimes for them to be objective.
Right. Oh yes.
So so I hope he listens and knows he's been a very positive force.
Yes.
And I'm glad. I can't wait to see what happens with this next marathon.
Oh,
and
gosh,
the training is there, so you have to trust the training.
Yes.
But I know you're going to do awesome.
Well, thank you. And yes.
You're like, yep, that's all I'm going to say about that.
Right.
So maybe you can let us know how it goes.
I will.
You can come
back
another time and chat with us.
I absolutely will.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully once you do this marathon, maybe you and I can talk about amping that distance up a little bit. I am ready to talk about it when you are. Yes, so you just let me know.
Get through this marathon, that's for another podcast. And that's my next goal. Right.
All right. Well, we'll get through this one and then we'll talk about it. But thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. I feel so honored. Thank you.
Oh, and I want to ask, if you are on social media, do you have any public social media channels that people want to follow you? Tell us about your book, too. I want to know about that.
My first book is... It was called Overcomers versus Survivors. Mm-hmm. And it was just about my life and my story of how I grew up, mm-hmm. which basically led me to where I am now, mm-hmm. and just, you know, just things how that shaped who Rochelle is today, uh-huh. and how I got through and how I made it through just a lot, dealt with just abuse, mm-hmm. and growing up abuse, relationship abuse, mm-hmm. and, you know, just... even suicide within myself, just not wanting to be here, mm-hmm. and just getting, you know, thank God, you know, he got me through all of that, mm-hmm. to where I am today. So that was my first book. Second book is just more devotional, just 365 day encouraging words. So I'm working on that.
That's going to be amazing. Do you have a literary background?
I've always wanted to write a book. Yeah. I actually would love to eventually write children's books.
Okay.
I'm an avid reader. I love reading. Running and reading are like, oh gosh, I could do that.
Yeah. If you could do it at the same time, you would.
I really would.
Yeah.
So I don't have a background in that, but I used to write all the time when I was little. In middle and high school, I would write stories all the time. Yeah. So,
I'm gonna check that out.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
and are there any social media if anybody wants to follow?
Oh yes, I am on Instagram. Uh-huh. It's Ro Fergie at, I guess, Instagram.
Yeah.
And then my Facebook is Rochelle Sarah Lindsay.
Okay.
Yes. So if you want to follow
I'll put all of that in the show notes so people can check it out and maybe follow your journey, the rest of your training for your marathon be inspired. And I'm looking forward to this daily inspirational work that you're coming out with. So
that's been a daily work. Awesome. Trying to get it done.
It's going to be great. Yes. I know. So
Right.
Thank you so much for coming on today.
All righty. Thank you for having me. Yay.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bluegrass Bammer podcast. If you like what you've heard, hit subscribe to the podcast so you can catch the next episode when it's live. Also, you can find me on my blog. That is bluegrassbammer.wordpress.com. Or you can follow me at Bluegrass Bammer on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. See you next time, and until then, happy running.